DeBryant's kick is high and it is short. And it is off of the return man. It's scooped up by Pella Christian at the 30-yard line. Hand off to Trimer over the left side. Cuts it upfield at the 30. Has a blocker in front of him at the 25. Down the sideline at the 15-yard line. And knocked out of bounds at the 11. Inside the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. It's a gain of 23. And the Eagles are already knocking on the door. The hold is perfect. The kick is up. And it is good. 7 for 7 on the year is Nathan DeBryant, and he gives the Eagles a 3-0 lead after he recovered his own kickoff. Tennant moves out again, a direct snap to Clausen, and he fumbles the ball in the backfield, and that's recovered by Pella Christian. Noah Trimer hops on it at the 10. Clausen fumbles it, and it's the second Comets turnover. High snap again, hands it off to Trimer over the left side, bounces off one defender, and he'll fall in. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. He'll cap off the drive with a 3-yard score.
Well, that's some good ball handling there by Dan Jungling, corralling that football.
Jungling's first pass is out to Trimer. Has some blocking in front of him. Makes one defender miss at the 25. Near sideline 30. Sale tipping, towing his way all the way and knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Big play for Noah Trimer of 22 yards. Bellevue showing pressure. They'll bring it. One man comes free. Jungling's throw is caught by Trimer at the 10-yard line, and he's tackled down at the 4. It'll be first and goal Eagles as Jungling finds his big playmaker.
What a good play, and kudos to Dan Jungling because he knew he was going to take a hit.
One running back is Trimer. They'll fake it to him, run up the middle. Jungling breaks a tackle and jukes his way into the end zone. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Nifty run right there for the quarterback.
Yeah, Dan may be able to make somebody miss in the backfield and then just sidestep somebody at the goal line.
Clausen over the left side has him blocking, but he's wrapped up in the backfield. Jace Amos. Got him right at the line of scrimmage, and it's a turnover on downs. Pella Christian, with 26 seconds remaining, has the ball at the Bellevue 49, and they've thrown the ball well so far. They will hand it off to Trimer, two hands on the football, makes a couple of defenders miss. Still on his feet inside the 40, and he's close to a first down. He broke 4 or 5 tackles, and he moves the chains. They will fake the jet sweep, throw it. They have DeBryant. It's a first down to the 25-yard line. Pella Christian needs to hurry it up. They have 13 seconds remaining, so some time here. Amos slides back in protection for Jungling. He will look to throw sideline, and that pass is caught by DeBryant, far sideline. And he'll get out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So now 7 seconds remaining. Pella Christian will have a great shot at a field goal here. 7 seconds remaining from the 20-yard line. The snap, the hold, the kick, up. And it is good. As good as it gets for Nathan DeBryant, and Pella Christian adds to their lead 20-14. DeBryant, an All-State kicker, he's got my vote again. He has looked incredible this year, and those are 3 big points. So Clausen on the running back position and Tennant. And now the ball is down again, and Pella Christian got it back. Moises Carballo falls on it, and Pella Christian takes over. Wow. Bellevue shifts the defense as well. Handed off to Trimer over the right side. Stays on his feet, makes a couple of defenders miss, and still going on after missing 2 or 3 more tackles, and he gets 13 hard-earned yards.
Can we say that Noah is running with a purpose after putting the ball on the ground?
Gets a pitch out that way, and Luke Mulder gets him down all the way back to the 25-yard line. Mulder sniffed that play out from the get-go and shot up and got the running back. Bellevue to pass. Tennant rolls out to his right under pressure, setting up a screen for Clausen, but he's met by 3 white jerseys and he'll lose more yardage. Mulder again, this time to Bryan and Atkinson all there, and it's a 2-yard loss as they sniff the screen play out.
Great recognition. One of the favorite plays, I'm sure, of Bellevue, a screen pass.
Play action fake. Throw over the middle. DeBryant camp underneath it. He has it intercepted at the 40-yard line. Turns it upfield and falls ahead to the 34. Nathan DeBryant read that one all the way, and the Eagles get their 4th defensive turnover.
He read that one all the way and made a nice athletic catch. And boy, if he didn't get tackled there, he is going a long ways in the other direction.
Jungling. Hands it off to Trimer. No, keeps it himself again to the 30. Inside the 25, met by a couple of tacklers at the 21-yard line. 13 yards for Pella Christian on first down. Jungling will try to run it again. Big hole up the middle, inside the 10, down to the 5, and he'll get tackled just shy of the goal line. A huge run on the quarterback draw of 16 yards, and it's first and goal, Eagles. So essentially an extra point, but he's a little offside to the left. The snap, the hold, the kick. It is up, and it is good. Pella Christian takes a 9-point lead. 9:20 remaining in the fourth quarter, 23-14. Nathan DeBryan coming through again. Jungling rolls out to his left, has some blocking throws. It's caught by Kyle Heinhart past the sticks. First down, Pella Christian up to the 39-yard line. There's the first down they needed. Jungling fakes it, runs it over the left side, has a lot of space past midfield, the first down and a lot more. Hang on to the ball, young man, and he's into Bellevue territory at the 44. Jungling keeps it himself, the play that's been working, he'll get the first down! Inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Bellevue can't stop the clock with 2:21 remaining. And there's 30 seconds left.
And now take a delay of game penalty if the Eagles, they are not going to need to.
And they're not going to need to. Pella Christian's going back. They did just enough there, and the Eagles are headed back to the Unidome. What a game for Pella Christian. Huge underdogs on the road, and they're going to knock off undefeated Bellevue.
What a game for the Pella Christian Eagles.